here. He says we've got to follow him at once.
Certainly, Luke. Whatever you like.
Oh, Peter. Susan.
What?
Aslan is here. He says we've got to follow him.
You've been dreaming, Lucy. Go to sleep again.
Edmund?
What's wrong?
Aslan is here, and he wants us to follow him at once.
Aslan? Where?
There.
Where?
Right there. Don't you see? Just this side of the trees.
No. There's nothing there.
Oh.
You've got dazzled and muddled with the moonlight.
One does, you know. I thought I saw something for a moment myself. It's only an optical... What do you call it?
I can see him all the time. He's looking straight at us.
Then why can't I see him?
He said you might not be able to.
Why?
I don't know. That's just what he said.
Oh, bother it all. I wish you wouldn't keep on seeing things. But I suppose we'll have to wake the others. Right, everyone up. Wake up. Peter, Susan, Trumpkin.
Pickles and pumpkins.
Lucy's trying to tell us something.
What?
I'm only trying to say that Aslan is here and he wants us to follow him.
Aslan?
Where is he then?
Over there.
Where? I can't see anything. Can you, Susan?
No, of course I can't. Because there isn't anything to see.
But...
She's been dreaming.
Oh.
Do lie down and go to sleep, Lucy.
I do hope that you will all come with me, because... Because I'll have to go with him whether anyone else does or not.
Don't talk nonsense. Of course you can't go off on your own. Don't let her, Peter. She's being downright stubborn.
I'll go with her, if she must go. She's been right before.
I know she has. And she may have been right this morning. We certainly had no luck going down the gorge. Still, at this hour of the night... And why should Aslan be invisible to us? He never used to be. It's not like him. What does Trumpkin say?
Oh, I say nothing at all. If you all go, of course I'll go with you. And if your party splits up, I'll go with the High King. That's my duty to him and King Caspian. But if you ask my private opinion, I'm a plain dwarf who doesn't think there's much chance of finding a road by night where you couldn't find one by day. And I have no use for magic lions, which are talking lions and don't talk, and friendly lions, though they don't do us any good, and whopping big lions, though nobody can see them. It's all bilge and beanstalks, as far as I can see.
Oh, he's beating his paw on the ground for us to hurry.
Oh.
We must go now. At least I must.
You've no right to try and force the rest of us like that. It's 4-1, and you're the youngest.
Oh, come on, we've got to go. There'll be no peace till we do.
All right. On the march, then.
All right.
Supposing I start behaving like Lucy, I might threaten to stay here whether the rest of you went on or not. I jolly well think I shall.
Obey the High King, Your Majesty, and let's be off. If I'm not allowed to sleep, I'd as soon march as stand here talking.
All right, Lucy. Which way?
He's over there. Wait. He's turning now. We're to follow him through those trees. They were dancing a moment ago.
Dancing?
Dancing?
They're not dancing now.
Cobbles and kettle drums. We're headed straight for the gorge, I know it. I hope this madness isn't going to end in a moonlight climb and broken necks.
For a long way, Aslan went along the top of the precipices. Then he came to a place where some little trees grew right at the edge. He turned and disappeared among them. Lucy held her breath, for it looked as if he'd plunged over the cliff. But she was too busy following him to stop and think about this. She quickened her pace and was soon among the trees herself.
Lucy, look out for goodness sake. You're right on the edge of the gorge.
It's all right.
No, she's right, Peter. Look, it's a steep path.
Well, I never. It goes slantwise down into the gorge between the rocks. You'd never see it unless you were looking for it. This way.
Look ahead. What's that shadow crawling in front of us?
It's his shadow.
What?
I do believe you're right, Lou. I can't think how I didn't see it before. But where's he?
With his shadow, of course. Can't you see him?
Well, I almost thought I did. For a moment. It's such bad light.
Oh, get on, King Edmund, get on.
But it's so steep. I'm liable to fall.
Oh, do stop grousing, Susan. Give me your hand. Why, a baby could get down here.
Listen.
In a few minutes, they were at the bottom, and the roaring of water filled their ears. Treading delicately like a cat, Aslan stepped from stone to stone across the stream. In the middle, he stopped, bent down to drink, and as he raised his shaggy head dripping from the water, he turned to face them again.
It's him! I see him! Oh, Aslan!
What?
Do you see Peter?
Where?
He stopped for a drink, but now he's moving up the far side of the rush.
I think I saw something, but it's so tricky in the moonlight. On we go, though, and three cheers for Lucy. I don't feel half so tired now, either.
Aslan, without hesitation, led them to their left, farther up the gorge. The whole journey was odd and dreamlike. The roaring stream, the wet grass, the shimmering cliffs which they were approaching, and always the glorious, silently pacing beast ahead.
Wait! There he is! I see him now!
Oh, Peter!
Presently they came to another steep path up the face of the farther precipices. These were far higher than the ones they'd just descended, and the journey up them was a long and tedious zigzag. Lucy was alarmed when the tail and hind legs of Aslan disappeared over the top, but with one last effort, she scrambled after him and came out, rather shaky-legged and breathless, on the hill they had been trying to reach ever since they left Glasswater. The long, gentle slope stretched up to where it vanished in a glimmer of trees about half a mile away. It was the hill of the stone table. The others climbed up behind her, and they walked after Aslan.
Lucy?
Yes?
I see him now. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But I've been far worse than you know. I really believed it was him. Yesterday, when he warned us not to go down to the fir wood. And I really believed it was him tonight. I mean, deep down inside. But I just wanted to get out of the woods. And, oh, I don't know. Whatever am I going to say to him?
Perhaps you won't have to say much.
Oh, there's the great mound. Aslan's How. I don't keep a very good watch. We ought to have been challenged before now.
Quiet! Aslan has stopped.
He wants us to come forward.
Oh.
Oh, Aslan, I'm so glad. And I'm so sorry. I've been leading them the wrong way ever since we started, and especially yesterday morning.
My dear son. Edmund.
Aslan.
Well done.
Oh, thank you, Aslan.
Susan. Come closer.
Oh, Aslan.
You have listened to your fears, child. Come, let me breathe on you. Forget them. Are you brave again?
A little, Aslan.
And now, where is this little dwarf? This famous swordsman and archer who does not believe in lions. Come here, son of Earth.
But
come here!
Raids and wreckage.
The children, who knew Aslan well enough to see that he liked the dwarf very much, were not disturbed. But it was quite another thing for Trumpkin, who'd never seen a lion before, let alone this lion. Aslan pounced. Have you ever seen a very young kitten being carried in the mother cat's mouth? It was like that. The dwarf, hunched up in a little miserable ball, hung from Aslan's mouth. The lion gave him one shake, and all his armor rattled like a tinker's pack, and then, presto, the dwarf flew up in the air. He was as safe as if he'd been in bed, but he didn't feel so. As he came down, the huge velvety paws caught him as gently as a mother's arms and set him right way up on the ground.
Son of Earth, shall we be friends?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now the moon is setting. Look behind you. There is the dawn beginning. We have no time to lose. You three, you sons of Adam and son of Earth, hasten into the mound and deal with what you will find there.
Yes, Aslan.
Yes, Aslan. But what do you want us to do, Aslan?
Wait and watch.